Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, yes. We have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey, wish it was Sunday.
And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But hey, the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Big Brother fans, to the July 29, 2013 edition of the Manic Monday Show with the gorgeous host, Michelle Costa, from Season 10 of Big Brother, brought to you by the Rad Reality Show Network. My name is Cherry Garcia, and on air with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. And tomorrow is Paul's birthday, so I want everyone to call in to 1-347-237-5506 and wish Paul a happy birthday today. We'll see how he's doing up in Minnesota, and then we'll bring our host up on the air with us. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I am tired. Thanks for asking, but today is your special day. Happy birthday, Cherry.
Thank you, Paul. But tomorrow is yours. We've got birthdays abounding right now.
We can go back and forth. No, today's yours. No, tomorrow's yours. No, today's yours. But I know what we normally do on birthdays. I'm going to play this for Cherry.
It's your birthday.
Back in return to you.
Don't play it. Don't. One time. I'll take that one for me, too.
Okay. Endless bring the epic host of our show up on air with us, Miss Michelle Casta. How are you, dear?
Holy Manic Monday birthday epicness. The crowd goes wild. Happy birthday, my little cherry pie, honey, bunches of oatmeal, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota. Happy birthday tomorrow in advance. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank
you. So, happy Manic Monday. It's so good to be here. I'm so glad we get to enjoy some birthdays on here. It always makes it great. You never know who's going to call in. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
We are here, and we're going to, first of all, I want to say what's up to the chat room, what's up to the listeners. I know that there's some interesting listeners out there, so if you want to talk to moi, make sure you press 1. If you just want to listen, then just listen. But you know you want to talk, BB15. Don't we all, Cherry Ball?
BBXZ.
Oh, holy crap. Okay, first off, let's talk about the ironicness of Miss Aaron winning flippin' HOH. Okay, so first we saw that America had picked her. She was already on the block. Then they had picked Elisa, and then they had picked Gina Marie. That was interesting to see. I loved Caitlin's reaction to it. What do you think about Caitlin's reaction to it? Terry? She was kind of like, oh, like, interesting, because they had picked the week before, you know what I mean? So, to me, that was very interesting. I don't know. But I'm really surprised. We're going to do spoilers here, right? Everybody, we know we're going to do spoilers. I'm actually surprised that America picked Amanda. Paul, what are your thoughts that America picked Amanda? I'm shocked, I'll be honest.
I am upset. I'm shocked. I don't think she deserved it, but word on the street is that's what Rachel wanted.
I like Amanda.
Me
Why
too.
It's the word went out that the Rachel Army or whatever, that Rachel said, we want you to vote Amanda to be the third nominee, and I could not believe it. I just
But
it
wasn't.
No,
actually, Aaron won, didn't she? I think they haven't said it yet, actually, but
No, we got a second week of America voting for the third nominee.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know how America jumped the gun beforehand and ended up picking Elisa? Do you think America picked Aaron first and Aaron ended up winning HOH?
It is possible, because I was curious. When I went to vote, I was kind of surprised that Aaron was one of the options to vote on. And I thought, well, maybe if I click on vote, it will say you cannot vote for her. You know, a window would pop up and say you can't vote for her because she's the HOH, but it accepted my vote. So
see,
maybe
that's what I'm saying. I bet you any money that on the show they're going to say Aaron was first. But that would be still like the Brinchell Army, I think, can't surpass what people in America are thinking about Aaron still. And do you notice that every single time?
56%.
What'd you say?
Shaitan Joe put in the chat room by 56%.
Amanda won or Aaron?
Well,
lost.
Apparently, I'm not sure what he's meaning, but I guess Amanda.
I'm just surprised. Like,
Amanda.
I was really kind of surprised, and I hope that she doesn't go. Not yet, even though I think that that needs to be broken up. I honestly think that, you know, right now I can't really get attached to anybody. I kind of, like, I'm all over the place. But I kind of think McCray has a good chance of winning. For some reason, they find Amanda to be more of a threat, even though she doesn't really do good in competitions, which I'm surprised because I thought she'd do a lot better. Well, I know Paul's probably happy about that because I think I'm sure Paul wants McCray to win. Right, Paul?
Absolutely.
That's
his top pick,
right?
I picked him from the start. I think he still has a good chance. I do, however, if I was forced, if he left the game right now, my top picks would be Judd or Amanda. I think Judd is playing a lot better game than a lot of people think he is.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like he's playing like a dumb game at the same time. Like, I don't think he had that conversation with, I think it was Aaron, and he said he had just woken up, and he goes, I didn't know what to say because I just woke up. So he basically told her like everything, like the plan. And so I think like he's one of those people that's going to talk his way out of his own safety. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I know what you're saying.
Go ahead, Paul.
I know what you're saying, but Helen is more likely to do that to herself than anybody.
Helen is driving me crazy. I'll be honest with you. She thinks she runs the house, and then she's like, this is like the Big Brother experience. Let's just all enjoy it. And like, she's just like killing it behind the scenes. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, she is dangerous. And like, a lot of people think Amanda McCray is, but I think it's like anybody that's like Helen is worse than having like two or three people like doing a menage a trois. I don't even care. She runs that ship. I'm like kind of taken back by it. You know who else has confused me? It's been Andy. Andy seems like he's friends with everybody, and then when he talks to people, he's always acts like, oh, well, nobody ever talks to me, but like nobody ever says that I'm in danger. Like, I don't know about him. Like, I thought I was going to like him more than I did, and he's kind of like disappointed me a little bit. So
and
I still don't, like, he's not one of my...
He's kind of playing both sides against the middle.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but I don't like the way he's doing it. It's, like, kind of disheveled, and he doesn't own up to it. Like, he needs to grab himself by the balls, like, eventually, and be like, okay,
right,
this is what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I do, but I will tell you this. You have to watch who he comes back and tells the truth to, and that is the goof troop. He is... His number one priority and allegiance is to Amanda McCray and Judd. And the other morning, Helen basically was saying, it's time to get Amanda out. We got to get her out. And he went back and let them know about it. So that tells me a lot. He really has an allegiance, and he basically goes and gathers information from everybody else, and it all ends up coming back to the goof troop. So that tells me he is loyal to that group.
Yeah, but he's loyal to all the groups he has because he's in
nope.
a group with Helen and
All right, but Michelle, I'm telling you he is not as loyal to them because he does not tell Helen and the other groups that he is aligned with, if you want to call it that. He doesn't tell them what is going on with that foursome I just mentioned, the goof troop. He doesn't tell everybody. So that's why I'm saying that I believe he's not a floater in the genuine term.
I don't think he's a floater, but I think he needs to eventually be able to say where he's going because there's less and less people, so he can't keep still playing the, I don't know what's going on, and nobody's talking to me. Of course people are talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, he needs to start being like, okay, this is what people are telling me, and blah, 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 to the certain people
he
wants to.
He does that. I'm telling you, Michelle, he does that with Amanda McCray and Judd.
Okay. So maybe then now he's drawn his line in the sand, so we'll see, you know. But I still feel like he is... still has some kind of connection with Helen. If anybody, I think, would be Helen. And but at the same time, I think he is probably being very strategic because he knows that that boat will sink if
something happens.
Let
me ask you this. If he had a true allegiance to Helen, do you think he would go to Amanda and say, Helen wants to get you out? That would put Helen in danger.
Yeah, but I think that people already automatically assume that Helen is the ringmaster with everything that went on. So, no, but I don't, you know, it's hard to see when I don't watch feeds. I read a lot about what's going on. I do watch After Dark. So maybe, I'm sure I miss a lot.
Oh my God, you miss a lot because most of it happens Big Brother After Dark goes off the air.
Well, After Dark, it really is like it's like so sad because it's like so many commercials, you know, and it's like right in the middle of conversation, they go into like commercial. I'm like, what the frig? You know, so I don't see too much of it. You're obviously seeing different things that I don't, but it's like also at the same time, you know, I don't think he's a floater. I honestly don't think so. I'm not up to date on where he is right now with like a firm alliance. So if that's what he's doing, good. Like I want him to do good because I think he can make it near the end, and then it depends on who he's against, but he could have a good shot at going.
Okay, I need to address something that was just brought up, and it just in the chat room, and I just remembered it.
All right.
There was a plan by Andy and McCray to make a fake alliance because Andy told about Helen that she wants Amanda out. They talked about a plan. McCray and Andy said that they would come up with a fake alliance. That Andy and McCray would go up to Helen and say, you know, way back in day one or week one, the three of us had an alliance, and let's, you know, solidify that. And then later they would bring Amanda in to make it a four-person deal. So it would be Helen, Andy, McCray, and Amanda. And that caused, well, let me just say this. There's so much going through my head because from yesterday all the way through sunrise this morning, because the sun was up before I went to bed. There was so much going on that I'd hate to be a CBS editor right now for Big Brother because there was fights. The girls talked with Candace for over an hour and a half. Then she has been fighting and getting angry at Howard. I mean, there has been so many
wait,
alliances.
Can I ask you something? I haven't seen it if I've missed out, but have they replaced
yes.
Spencer with who? Candace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's Candace. So obviously Howard's going, correct? Is that what the house is? That's what I'm thinking. I haven't actually read up on it today, but is that what they're doing still or?
It really does appear to be that way still, but there is a lot of concern on Amanda's part that something could switch. But I would say 80% sure that Howard is still going. And Howard even said that he feels he messed with Candace's heart and that people are using her heart against her. And if he is up on the block with her, he wants them to vote him out. And he said, I will make people's lives miserable, kind of like an evil dick with Danielle. I will make people's life miserable. They have to vote me out instead of voting Candace out. So,
I think the house is smart that they would obviously vote out the bigger threat. Howard is a big threat. And ever since, you know, the whole moving company moved itself out, I think that the house has been very uneasy with both Spencer and Howard. Even though Spencer won the veto, don't you think, Paul, that they were going to be voting out Howie anyway?
Yes, but Spencer has been trying to broker deals. He's tried to set Candace up. He basically set Candace up to start talking with people knowing that they would get it's been crazy. I'm sorry.
Cherry, what are your thoughts? Yeah. Cherry, what are your thoughts? Like, who do you think? Okay, so it's Amanda, who is the MVP America pick. We have Howie, and then we have Candace, who is now the step-in for Spencer. Who do you think should go home, and who do you think is going to go home?
Well, Dreamer just put in that Erin says she wants Candace out because Candace makes her look racist. And so now Erin is saying it's all Candace's fault that she looks racist. And I'm like, really? Now it's all Candace's fault? That girl is so delusional.
I can't with these fucking people. I honestly can't. Because you know what? I'll be honest with you.
I thought you'd go on a roll with that one.
I just had enough with these freaking idiots. And I think that's what I was saying earlier, and I think I went on a tangent, but every time the Big Brother starts, they always start with a comment that, like, they end the segment, you know, in the beginning, when they're doing all the clips, they always end it with Erin, and Erin was like, I just don't understand, like, why you're, like, saying lies about me, like, why are you making me, like, look like the way, like, people make think my look or something, and every week it's like, I'm not a racist, I can't believe it, every flipping show that has that segment in the beginning ends with Erin talking about, like, she can't believe that people are saying this. Like, we can't believe the crap is coming out of your mouth. Like,
did you see when she got her HOH room? The first
thing
she said.
Oh, my God, that was, okay, thank you.
You made me say axe. I was like,
you made me say what?
I can't believe you're saying this stuff. She said I asked them if I could have some candy that was in her basket. And she says, oh, did you hear me say that? You guys got me saying X instead of ask now. And then she said it again and again. You guys got me saying X instead of ask. And she just kept saying it over and over. I was like, Erin, shut your freaking mouth.
You and your creepy fucking clown.
Yeah.
Clown. That part with Amanda in the DR with the clown.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
So funny.
I loved
it.
Amanda, that's why I'm shocked. Amanda has awesome DRs.
I was going to say, Michelle, that those kind of things, Amanda is hilarious in there.
She's awesome. That's why I'm saying, like, I'm shocked, Paul. I know. I don't understand, first off, why Team Brinchell is going after her, if that's the truth. Like, there's so many other people that I would think that would be ahead of her. So, like, it's disappointing to me because I really hope not. She's so entertaining. It's ridiculous.
I want to know why she blames or is critical of Candace saying acts when it's Gina Marie does it all the time too.
Well, because I think it's like, you know, that East Coast accent. You know, I listen to Gina Marie and I'm like, holy fucking shit, is that what I sounded like sometimes? Because sometimes I'm like, okay, that sounds like me, and other times I'm like, oh please, I hope that's not like what I sounded like. I sometimes want to rip my ears out, and I'm used to it.
She is,
like, extreme, and, like, I'm extreme, but she's, like, extreme and not in the good way. Like, I think I kind of do it funny, maybe, hopefully, not like that, right?
Yeah, Michelle, I got to tell you, it just was brought up in the chat room, and it's very creepy. The very late-night feeds where all the cameras are on night vision, as we call the button pusher that chooses a feed, we call him Skippy. Skippy every night seems to have one of the cameras of the four on Clowny, and it's a dark, you know, if you can picture it, it's a night vision.
That's creepy.
Oh, it is so creepy. Have you seen that, Sherry?
I really haven't.
I haven't.
Much.
Oh, it is creepy. So he looks creepy for, you know, in bright light and color. But if you can imagine when they go to the night vision and all you see are the outlines of his face and his body, it is really creepy.
Well, thanks for the vision in my head, Paul. Like, what the fuck?
Dog
Excuse
says
me
in
for
the
using
chat
vulgarity,
room
but
that apparently she blames Candace for everything from Aaron's racism to the obesity problem in America.
What?
Candace is at fault for everything from Aaron's racism to the obesity problem in America.
What does that mean?
That Aaron blames Candace for Aaron being called a racist and for the obesity problem in America. Apparently, Aaron has grown some sort
of... Is she calling her fat? Like, I don't understand
that. I guess
that.
That's what she's calling her.
Oh, my God. Like, this girl,
no, he
I can't... Like, I want... I like, for me, like... I was like, I wonder what Julie Chen feels when she had to say, Ellen, you win, HOH. Like, she must have been cringing. And I totally would love to see, like, them do, because obviously CBS fucked up 2 weeks in a row because Aaron was put up the first week, so that's why America didn't get that vote. And she won HOH, that's why America's not going to get this vote. And so are they going to do it 3 weeks in a row because they know for a fact that bitch ain't going up to be HOH because they fucked up. Holy crap.
Hey, it was, Sherry, it was a...
It was dark sarcasm.
A joke.
Yeah.
Mary, Mappy was okay.
Sometimes it's hard to decipher in the chat room what everyone is saying. So
it was basically saying Aaron blames everybody else for everything, and Marianne was being funny about the obesity part, but she certainly does, you know, blame her, Aaron blames her reputation in the house mostly on Candace. So anyway,
That doesn't even make, like, for me, I'm just, like, so disgusted. Like, when is she going to freaking get it? I mean, I don't think she's going to even understand.
All right.
Like, until she comes out and she doesn't even have a job and is the most hated person, like,
all right.
Until, I really hope she gets it. I do. I honestly do, like, ugh.
All right.
All right, we have some callers.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's do it. Miss Birthday Girl.
Let's do this. We've got Miss Panther on air with us. All right. How are you, girl? Who's walked your first marathon?
Yes, ma'am.
Proud
Ooh,
of
hey,
you,
Panther.
Girl. Tell us about what you've done.
Oh, my gosh. We went to Killington, Vermont this weekend. And we ran the Biggest Loser half marathon with Jackie and Dan Evans from season 5.
Nice.
Is that me?
And they said they would come on Manic Monday when
they
we're done talking to Big Brother.
They sure
so
did.
We've got some Biggest Loser guests we can look forward
get
to.
Get out of town.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I worked it when I was there, girlfriend.
Oh, I love it. I love surprises. Even though it's not my birthday, I feel like it is. Sorry, Cherry.
I know. And speaking of birthdays, Miss Cherry, a very happy birthday to you.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You, Panther. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And so who is your favorite in the house this season, Panther?
Yeah, I'm curious because are you like me? I'm wishy-washy.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if I do have a favorite. Every time I start to maybe like somebody, they turn me off like 2 seconds after I say, oh, okay. Like Gina Marie was starting to grow on me, and then she opened her mouth again. And that's just from the feeds. That's not from what they're showing.
Talking on real stuff. Not PBS editing. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And I was liking Helen. Definitely not liking Erin. I really wanted to see her go. In fact, I haven't even turned the feeds on at all this week. When she won HOH, I swore off the feeds for the week.
She's making an effect on the world.
Rough.
So,
hard
I don't
to
even
watch
know if I really...
But...
Well, what do you think of, like, we were just talking that we were a little bit shocked that Amanda got picked as America's Vote. She's very entertaining. I think that she's not the most favorited, but she's also not the least liked by America. What are your thoughts on her being put up there?
I kind of knew it was going to happen because I'm watching all the, the group pages, and everybody was like, I'm putting Amanda up. I got to tell you, I think the one thing I don't like is the big controversy. I mean, you're a Big Brother fan. You're bitching if there's drama. You're bitching if there's no drama. You always say, I want drama. When you get the drama, you're bitching that this one's that and that one's this. And, I mean,
I love that you said that, Panther. I totally agree with that. You just can't win.
I agree, too, but
so
I also, I also get shocked when I watch the episodes and when I watch After Dark, and they put that disclaimer up that they never have ever before, that they keep up there for like a minute talking about that they don't agree with the views. Like, that's the first time that I've ever kind of been like, okay, like, if I don't know anybody and I meet them and I say, hey, conversation comes up, I was on Big Brother, and they go, okay, I'm going to watch it, and they watch it this season. Do you think I want to be associated with the season? Do you really think
that? Absolutely not.
Do you think I want that person to watch it? But what I'm saying is I like the drama. I've said it before. What happened to calling people assholes, pricks, dicks, sluts, even the C word?
Absolutely.
Why do they have to go to that point and then
I was leaving all the racism and everything aside.
I like the drama.
All of a sudden, Amanda would make some drama with Erin or something, or Amanda would have some drama with, okay, let's go this way. Amanda has drama with Alyssa.
Well,
now,
I think she has drama
because,
with everybody because she's so outspoken, but she also
is a very good social player. Right, but now all of a sudden, because Amanda has, an issue with Alyssa.
Let's vote Amanda out. Amanda's got to go. Amanda's not even playing the game. You know what? Amanda's playing a hell of a game. If you really,
Amanda should be voted as an MVP if we really could control.
If it really meant most valuable player, right, Paul?
Right. Exactly.
instead of being America's favorite or what.
Helen was
playing
a great game, too. I mean, you know.
But she's, so hardcore. Like,
she's too fast, too furious, awesome.
She's killing it. But, if their side doesn't win next week, I mean, they'd be dumb to not get her out. She is the ringleader for me.
The people that are playing the hardest are the people that are getting dogged. Well, now we got to get Amanda out because Amanda's playing a hell of a game. Do you like the show or do you not like the show?
Exactly. Hey, Panther, we've had a lot of people that have been – stay on the line with us, okay? And, Cherry, you choose.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people we need to bring up.
Make sure Cherry stays on the line. It's her birthday, bitches.
Yeah. We've
hey,
got Miss Mary Patty Joe on air with us.
Oh, get the fridge door out of here.
Hello, everybody. Happy birthday, Cherry.
Aw, thank you, Joe.
Happy birthday,
Paul.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, me, can you give me a happy 6 months birthday away?
Happy 6 months birthday away. I stopped watching Big Brother yesterday, is officially.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything. You could trip up and
no, I won't.
Get back on the bandwagon and
hit
up that pipe. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
so,
I won't.
Okay.
Why
are you boycotting? Why?
I call this the season of oppression.
Ugh.
And what they're saying on the feeds, mostly after dark, as Paul has pointed out, of the pure racism. Reagan wrote an unbelievable blog today. Glammy wrote a blog about how they're going after these house guest family members, the people on the group pages. And they're not in the game. And Les Moonves said today, he finds this season absolutely appalling.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't agree with going after the family because that's kind of like a double negative, you know.
Yeah.
They're not involved in it, and they should honestly not say a word.
Like,
or say,
like
or say that is not
saying,
a view.
Give me the wine.
Yeah. Wait, what was that?
I said that would be like going after Mama Costa with you and your, you know, I want the wine and I want this and I want that. Okay, well, Michelle's bitching. Let's go after her mother now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I
agree.
But like, I don't understand, like, you know, some of the families, they should say that's not the view of our family, instead of like Aaron's family kind of backing her up, you know, getting a publicist and stuff like that.
Well, she must have been talked to, because she, the way she goes after in that HOH room with the other girls, and Andy, I have to say, and what she says about Candace being a nappy head and Howard and that, she went up to, I don't know if you saw when she talked to Howard, and she asked Howard all these questions about him. Is he got some secret power? Is he the real MVP and all that? Is he related to anybody on the show? And he said, what are you talking about? And she said, dig this, are you related to Daniel Reyes? And he says, no. And Daniel Reyes tweeted back, listen, I don't take offense that the house guests think Howard is my bro. He is very handsome, so I think it is natural to think we're related. So,
I love her.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart.
You know, that's the talk going around the house right now, is that there's a lot of people in there besides Elisa that are related. So, you know.
Okay.
Some way or
another. Guys, well, hold on here. Let's get the full story. Aaron didn't come up with that. I'm not making any excuses for her, but this was
I didn't say that was Aaron. I said that it was Amanda that asked Howard those things.
All right. Well, let me finish this if I can get a moment here.
Sure.
The Elisa basically started that weeks ago, trying to deflect that she was the only sibling. She tried to say, well, maybe there's other people in here related, and the relation that guessing it was Daniel Reyes came up from either Elisa or Helen, I believe, originally, and they just kept going with it, and it gets spread to other people. And by no means was Amanda the first person to bring that up. It was basically something that Elisa started a long time ago, trying to get people to think there might be other relations.
Right.
Well,
Okay.
Yeah. It's
just all the stuff that's going on, and I might watch the last show, but, you know,
are you not going to watch it anymore after this? Does that mean we're never going to hear from you again?
No. Next year when you're on All Stars, I'll watch it.
Okay. Good
but
point.
But I want to tell you one thing. Watch out for Jesse next week. Because Jesse's in California, as of yesterday. He's filming his new soap opera that's going to be on a dot com, and it's called Tainted Dreams, and he's playing a character called Dylan Buckwild.
Ooh. Dylan sounds like a little Carlos Danger if this was the Wiener
gate, but we're talking about
the Big Brother gate. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, so he should be on next week because he went in yesterday. They're filming for 3 days, and then he doesn't have to be back wrestling until Saturday. So he has like 3 days
off. Oh my God! I hope there's a Pandora's box and Jesse comes out and just tortures their life. Please, because
they might make him a clown.
And I would love if Zingbot would come back because Zingbot needs to zing, zing, zing.
Yeah, but that won't happen until somebody's in jury.
But they need to hurry up.
Well, they have to do a double eviction next week.
No, they announced double evictions on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying on Thursday, I bet you she announces a double eviction.
All right, so you're saying the following Thursday. Okay.
Yes,
anyway,
a week away.
Anyway, Joe, we tried to let you know we got other people on, so just hang in there, okay?
Thanks. Hang on.
Thank
you, Joe.
Bring it up. This is the second time calling into our show. We're bringing up Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. How are you? Happy birthday.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you? Where are you calling in from?
Michelle, it's Mike from Richmond, Rhode Island.
Are you the Rhode Island caller?
Yes, from last time.
Oh, my God,
time.
I just want to squeeze you to pieces. You know, I was like, hey, there's a Rhode Island caller, and I was like, really? That's why I called you out. So I called you out, and you're calling in. Thank you so much. And what is, like, do you have something to say about what's going on? Because I really hope you do.
Well, I mean, it's just been chaotic in this house. I mean, I have this little, I watch the live feeds, of course, but I have this little, like, pocket Big Brother, and it gives me all this, like, little blogging information. But on the blogs, there's been, about the Pandora's box you were talking about, but...
Oh, about Jesse?
Not Jesse, actually. Alyssa's sister, apparently, might be making a special appearance.
Oh, my God. I would hope it would be Jesse and Rachel popping out of a box. Could you even imagine that?
They would make that house miserable.
Oh, my God.
But do you think that Alyssa has any chance of making it to the final two?
No. I'll be honest with you, no, because I think that they've been keeping her around because they've been thinking she's been MVP. These past few weeks that America has had MVP has really kind of screwed her over, and she's kind of been doing stupid things where...
She's not a very good competitor either.
No. Like, I don't think she's going to make it past. I think she's going to make it in the jury, but I think she's going to be early in the jury.
Yes, probably first or second, I was guessing.
Now,
but
who is your favorite? Have you been able to kind of, like, say, okay, I like this person? Because you watch a live feed, so you are not a CBS watcher, meaning you don't go by what CBS does or project.
No, I don't go by what CBS does.
So what
I mean,
are your thoughts on who right now has a good shot?
At the beginning of the show, when I first started watching the season, I saw Aaron was a great competitor, but after everything this girl has done through the live feeds and everything, I can't wait for her to get out. But Judd has proven to me, I think he might be taking it all, I think.
I like
now,
Judd.
Now, we talked about... Yeah, I like Judd too, but like we talked about this earlier, didn't we, Cherry? How we said that? Well, I think I did. Saying like, you know, I think Judd is kind of like all over the place a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think he's starting to panic. He's very low key. He doesn't react a lot. I think he keeps a lot in. And in that process, mentally, makes him, when things get tough, really not know how to handle situations, you know?
Yeah, it's
like he's very calm, cool, collective, but when it comes to, like, somebody addressing him with an important subject, I think he, like, blanks out and kind of calls himself out. So I don't know.
That's very interesting. I have not seen that in him at all. I mean, I can understand how you would see it that way, but watching him hours upon hours on the feeds, I don't see that. And he is hilarious. He has such a great sense of humor. He is everybody's, everybody likes him.
He's playing a smart game. I
know, but that's why I'm thinking that he's playing so low key that it's getting so down to crunch time that he needs to, like, kind of figure out what he's doing now, you know?
But I think he's playing the low-key part pretty well compared to, like, Andy, who I think is all over the place, and that's going to backfire him.
Really, that's so funny, because I was saying that earlier. And what do you think about the MVP? Like, how do you think that that's going? Do you think next week it's going to be America Picks again? Because they know definitely for sure Aaron isn't going to be able to play HOH, or do you think it's going to go back to America Picking?
I hope America Picks and they put Aaron up. But I feel like CBS is going to try and twist it up because, I mean, I know Julie Chen, I mean, hates Aaron with all these comments, but they still want to see Aaron, like, make the house miserable, too. So there might be a different twist, I think.
I'll be honest with you. I would give anything to see Julie Chen, Aaron, conversation after she's evicted.
Oh, I can't wait. That's all I've been waiting for.
I would give my left arm because my right arm, I'm right-handed. So,
Michelle, I need to find out from Mike. Mike told me something in the screening room, but did you actually try out this year, or will next year be your first time?
Well, I sent a video because I was trying to be the youngest, but as soon as I turn 18 November, I am going to be trying out again for Big Brother.
Well, listen,
right.
I sent a video. I'll be honest with you. I'm like one of the only Big Brother people ever to be picked by a video. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah,
well,
I didn't go to casting. I didn't go, like, I get scouted. I sent a video in, and then that was in 2008, and then I made it to semis, and then I didn't make it, and I was really, like, sad, and I didn't try out, and then I sent another video in 2006, I sent the video in. 2008, I sent my second video in, and then I made it. So a video, I think, if you are on top of your game or whatever,
maybe I just need to have you pop out in the video.
Hi. Well, you better come to Mohegan Sun. Where do you go to, like,
I'm probably
like
a half hour away from Mohegan Sun.
Okay, so, yeah. So you can come and see me. And last year was JoJo. The year before was Eric Stein.
Yeah,
and
JoJo
you can come party with us.
That's
going to probably be in March, at the end of the month. But, you know what, I'll be honest with you, they'll have a casting, but it's going to be All-Stars, baby, because the way the season's going, they need to have an All-Stars. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And can I also get an amen? I'm bringing back the Portuguese princess. Can I get an amen? Amen.
Hell yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank
right,
you. Go
Jerry.
Ahead, whoever wants to
okay,
talk.
Okay, Mike, you're welcome to stay on air with us, but I've got to bring up a few more people. We've got a couple other ladies holding on the switchboard for quite some time. We've got
growing up the heart for Rhode Island.
Familiar voice Kansas, thank you for holding for quite some time.
Holy shiznit!
Let's start this off on a good note first. Do-do-do-do-do-do, it's Cherry's birthday.
Do-do-do-do-do-do,
tomorrow is Paul's, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do, Cherry Garcia and Paul Reed, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Kansas.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday, you guys.
It's Epic Manic Monday birthdays, Kansas.
Jerry,
we love our Manic Monday, Michelle, because we can bitch with everybody. It's wonderful.
And you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way without Kansas in our day.
Jerry. Michael. I don't know.
Michael.
And
Joe.
Oh, I love what Joe said, because, Joe, I'm with you, babe. I'm ready to stop watching, too. I'm hating it so much.
Oh, goodness. See, look, see the revolt.
She is home. I knew she was home.
We can hear you, Mike. Mute yourself, baby. Okay,
but
sorry,
you know,
Ms.
I was
Kansas.
Wondering if the reason why Amanda was put up as MVP was because of the story that came out about her being best friends with Allison Grodner. What do you guys think about that? Because I was wondering if that might have been the reason. And people were just pissed off that she had like an upper.
I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear that, but I don't even know if that's true.
That could have had some impact, though. That did.
Yeah, that was a major story.
Did fly through, you know, everywhere last week. And that could have, you know, come into play. I don't know. For some reason, apparently, Rachel and the Brunchel Army, you know.
That makes me sick when you guys said that. That pisses me off again.
Toward Amanda and.
That's BS. That's just wrong.
What made you mad?
That's why this whole
Alyssa
thing.
What made you mad, Kansas?
Because that's why this whole Alyssa thing is just aggravating the hell out of me, okay?
And
Thursday we were all saying Alyssa's going to be gone, good, goodbye, whatever, let it be a fair game now, and it's not. This is a major thing that pisses me off. I mean, let it be a damn fair game. I'm sick of it.
Okay,
I'm
but
sick of it. And
Alyssa
was giving her the benefit. I started out thinking she was okay, and I'm sorry. She disappointed me terribly. I'm disappointed in Amanda, too, with her damn racist comments with Aaron up there. What the hell's wrong with Amanda also? I'm sorry. These people are just getting disgusting. And if Candace, and you guys, if Candace leaves, I'm going to be sick because this is the way this shitty game is going. I'm afraid Candace is going to get freaking voted out, and that's BS.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, I hope you're right, Paul, because we thought Alyssa was going to be going this week, and look what happened.
All right, Willie Hance brought that up, and it made sense to me because...
Of course it did. Well, who else should Aaron have picked? Her and Jesse were talking about it last week. Get rid of her.
Right, and because she couldn't play for Vito, it seemed
exactly.
like a good opportunity. But I think that the thing came down to a numbers deal, that the bigger group of people they have on their side, the better. And if they did not vote out Howard, Candace, or Spencer, then that would keep their numbers, you know, the same. So
yeah,
I think
they
that
have
is
to think like that right now until that gets to just them, right? I mean, that would be smart of them. Duh. They're having people take out their own kind of side because they have the numbers. Wouldn't you keep the numbers too, right, Paul?
Yeah. But it did make it would make strategic sense, you know, because a person can't play in veto, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's still.
Well, plus Alyssa was pissing everybody off. She's been doing the stupidest thing. She's been mouthing off to everybody. Get rid. It's not fair. Everyone's pissed off because she has an unfair advantage. Get rid of her. Just get rid of her.
I agree.
I think they're not too far from it. Helen is.
I hope so, Ben. I hate
Helen
this anymore.
Helen is about to be done with her because she's really messing up Helen's game now. You know, she can't seem to keep a secret, and
she's a horrible alliance. She's a, yes, Cherry, and she's also a horrible alliance member. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't keep anything a secret. No.
Ugh.
So,
but, I mean, does, I mean,
she hasn't really been,
like, quiet about it either. It's not like Elise is, like, she really doesn't want to do what they want to do, but she's doing it, you know? But she's
right.
very vocal about it. But
right.
at the same time, she's not even the one that told Candace. It was actually Jesse. So
yeah, exactly. That's right.
Even though that she can't keep her mouth shut, she's very vocal about it. She didn't even say it to Candace. Jesse did. And
yeah.
nobody even brought that up.
You know, Candace...
Like, Jesse's the one that told Candace. But because Elise... They're keeping her around because they think that she's going to get MVP. They think something's going on, whatever.
Well,
so they're going to use her to the end. So you know what? They're going to use her. Then they can't fucking bitch about her.
It's ruined.
Like, you can't
it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what are you going to – you know that you're keeping her around. You have the votes, but don't bitch about it. And then on top of that, it's not even her. Like,
yeah,
duh.
Michelle,
go ahead, Pa.
I was just going to clarify that on the feeds, Jesse did go to, I think it was Helen, and tell her that I'm sorry it was me that told about the deal.
Yeah, but she still called, like, the seed was planted, so it was too late because it was after the fact, you know?
No, but what I'm saying is it appeared like everybody was blaming the wrong person, but after the fact,
at
it has
Jesse
come out.
Did go and own up to it.
Yes, thank you, Cherry. Go ahead.
That same day?
Yes, or the next day.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad she did because she needed to. I didn't, like I said, I see the After Dark scripted CBS shit. So, thanks. not happy about
that. Kind of
I'm not happy about
idea.
It. I can't watch the feeds, I'll be honest. Number one is because Super Pass would give it to me for free. Booyah. And number two, I just can't because I would never, ever leave my house and I have to fucking do, like, seriously. Like, I hate After Dark and I want more after it's done. It's so addicting. It sucks. That's why I'm like, the people that say that they're not going to watch anymore, like, I, God bless you, but, like, I could say that and I couldn't do it because it's like crack. Like, it's like a train that you drive by. Like, you can't, you don't want to look at it, but you fucking stop and you stare at it forever. Ugh.
Right.
Can I get an amen on that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't know. Candace, what else do you have to say? God bless your girlfriend. We can't even take fucking 2 more minutes of you because we're going to cut your line off.
I'll be sick if Candace goes. I will be so, so sick. And
you
just,
know what, though? Honestly,
I don't get how this,
like,
this whole thing.
I like her, but I at the same time, I've said it. It's hard for me to get attached to people this year. And do I think she's going to win? No, because of the way that the house is going. It's just like...
So you definitely think it's going to be Howard?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, yeah.
I think so. I don't care really what happens because they have to be the stupidest idiots. The fact that they're so hardcore, like, if they don't get this, like, I don't understand. But...
And let's be honest, between Howard and Spencer, I would have rather that Howard got, you know, won the veto over Spencer. Because is anybody else as disgusted
with
pervy, yucky Spencer like I am?
Well, no, I think
he is such a sicko perv, it's not even funny.
No, but in the game aspect, Howard is stronger. He's very likable.
Yeah, but Spencer just nauseates me.
So I
Creeps
would want
me out, man.
Spencer to win
Ugh.
Before. But no, Spencer, another person who's going to come out and realize his demise. I don't think that a lot of the things he says, he's, I think he's kind of, I don't know, like, I don't think he's, like, full-on racist, but...
He's a full-on pervert. We'll give him that one.
I don't know, like, I don't really know, there's no grade on a racist, like, you can't say you're 20% racist, like, but do you know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, Aaron status, but I think that
he's got some racism in him.
Like, he's got comfortable being himself, not realizing that that's not how the world spins. And
whipping
like,
his dick out and shaking it to everybody. Yeah,
yeah.
We had that
All right.
He's going to
get married.
I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm calling it out.
We can talk about this all day, honestly, but Kansas, you are done. Say goodbye.
Oh,
I love you.
You're just getting rid of me now.
No, you can stay on.
Don't have to go. Bye bye. But I'm sure we have other callers because it's Epic Birthday Manic Monday.
Other callers.
Okay, I can't do it like
right
the soccer
time
people.
So
okay,
I'm going to bring
go
her
ahead,
up person now. God bless her for hanging on for so long, Miss Anne Marie, thank you so much for hanging on for so long, babe.
Shut the front door.
Hello, hello. Let me tell you, people, I have thought there was something, well, there is something wrong with me, but I mean, I really thought there was something wrong with me because I am such a Big Brother fan, and I said, something's wrong with me. I'm not Big Brother this and Big Brother this year. It's really, and to hear everyone else saying the same thing, there's like somebody took the seal off the wind off my seal. It's
so
Big
are
Brother.
You saying that you're not getting it, like you can't get attached to?
Oh, I usually
to
love it. You know, last year, you know, you just couldn't wait to watch it, and I'd be watching it up to, you know, I'd stay awake and watch After Dark, and I'd make sure I read everything and keep track. I mean, I'm doing it, but I'm doing it not with the same enthusiasm.
Okay, so what do you want to happen, Anne-Marie? Do you want all stars? Do you want,
terrible.
Are you done with it?
No, I'll watch it. I have no favorites, really. In fact, today I was watching Candace, and I do feel bad for her. I'm even thinking of giving her my, if she stays in long enough, Faye America's vote. she's so upset because there's a thing I put on my Facebook page that I found, and I didn't realize how much racism was going on the show.
Is this our new generation?
What's his name? Right. Adam said faggot once. He all lost right his job. What's his name? I can't believe.
Paul, you're dying to say something. Go ahead, say something.
Anne-Marie, I am curious. Here's what I'm hearing you say. I'm hearing you say that the wind is out of your Big Brother sail because it seems like we're constantly getting racial comments or, homosexual comments or that stuff like that. Here's my theory, because I am absolutely enjoying this season like most of the other seasons of Big Brother. But what happens is these comments came up, and all the people are doing right now is they're waiting. When's going to be the next comment? When's going to be the next comment? When's going to be the next comment? And we go for.
But they don't have
hours
to do that because there is a next comment. They
so
don't have
many
to do that.
Expensive.
They don't have to do that because
I'm sorry, but
it never ends. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to speak up.
It's not ending.
You know, look, I have, like I said, something on my wall, and that's when you see the saying faggot, and I thought Amanda was due.
Give me the respect on my birthday to at least finish what I was going to say.
It's not your birthday until 12:01, Beyonce. No, go ahead.
I thought it was Perry's birthday. It's your birthday, too, Paul. Happy birthday, Paul.
No, it's birthday. Happy birthday, Chari. Paul's 12.
Paul's stealing it.
Oh.
You need more birthdays, Paul?
That's awesome. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello.
What I am saying is there are 24 hours a day of the feast, and there may be 20 minutes, if not, even that, of anything negative or racially comments or ethnic comments or anything
right.
like that. It is not an ongoing thing, but people
it
are
It doesn't
so
matter. It's sad. Hello?
You're
it's
right.
It's
yeah.
being sad.
That's 20 minutes
right.
out of
That's
every
the point.
Single day.
Paul, that it shouldn't right. be said, period. I don't care if they're showing me 1 minute in a day. I don't think that they should have that at all. Never in the history of Big Brother have they ever put out the
so
disclaimer
much.
That they have put out, okay? And
yeah.
you know what? That's why I'm so offended
right.
because
I
need to.
I'm
sorry, Paul. No, because I have, like I said, people that watch the season for the first time think that we're all like this. And do you know how
yeah.
many hate emails I get? Twitters, Facebooks a day because they think I'm this person that's racist like that. It's not one time, it's every day. And if it's one time a day, think about that. There's 100 days this summer, is that the big deal? Then it's 100 freaking comments. Not has it ever happened before. I'm sorry, but I just don't understand why it's happening. Am I the only one? Please, somebody.
No,
I agree with you.
I agree with Michelle. I don't know. I'm surprised the diary room isn't saying the same
guy. And I don't think it's
guy.
Everybody. I don't think it's everybody, but it's the same people here in, here out. And that has to be accounted for. And we're still going to talk about it because it's still freaking happening. We're not the ones saying it. They are.
Right.
We're still talking about it because it's happening.
And
I understand your position, Paul, but at the same time, it's like, this has been the season that's been talked about, and I understand it is a great season because it's got the hype. And if you look past it, it really is a great season.
But
we also have to realize what is happening. Like, we have to take accountability for it. It doesn't mean the season is scarred for life, but there's a lot of people that don't care. Just because they don't have a favorite doesn't mean they're still watching it.
Well, I'm watching it.
You know,
I'm
still watching it. We're all going to still watch it. We just can't get attached right now.
That it's bad that
you're
the
right.
house guests will have to start putting disclaimers on their Facebook and Twitter. And that's true. You know, past house guests will have to disassociate themselves from this season because of what's going on this season. And that's
you know,
the
I've tried to reach out to the past house guests, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't got a response back. I've been kind of very, like, low-key of how I respond because I normally respond differently. But I've been polite, but I normally would be over the top as I normally am. I honestly think that this season cannot talk to anybody. Nobody. Right?
I think there's some that
because
will.
Because there's such a big issue with it that they cannot talk about it because it's going to be out of control.
Yeah.
I think there's
Do you
some
think there's any way Erin can get herself out of the hole she's in?
No, I don't. That's why
yeah.
there's been the past 2 weeks America MVP because they thought that they were going to be able to get her out. They didn't. They screwed up the past 2 weeks. So
well,
what's going to happen
you know,
next
they
week?
Because, all right, Howard has all these muscles, but because he looks so muscular, he's a strong player. I mean, they're getting out, like Caitlin. I wish they could have got out Erin.
Yeah.
Because look what happened.
Well, I agree.
Exactly.
They should have said, oh, Caitlin's a strong player. But Erin won. You didn't
right.
have to
I agree.
Be a strong player.
I agree. I think that because she made that deal with Spencer, that it got out. But I think that it was so ironic that Aaron won, you know.
It was almost like figures.
Yeah.
Wasn't it mainly Helen doing that got taken out? If it wasn't made up, if
I wasn't like, okay, this is set up, it's impossible to have that kind of game that they had set up. Like, there's no way that you could be like, it was a setup. Like, the ball drops wherever it drops. And so, it's just the way that
it
could be crumbled.
It didn't have to be a strong player.
She could have won two, and it doesn't matter. The game lies with what it lies in, and you can be the strongest, you could be the most social, and Pandora's box, and Jesse pops out in his underwear talking shit, and you know you lose your vote or you fucking get on the block, whatever.
Did you hear Spencer?
It's the unexpected. This is Big Brother. Expect the unexpected.
Michelle, did you hear Spencer out the door?
About what?
He says that if Jesse jumps out, he's gonna chase him around, and I mean it's like
I don't listen to shit like that, and I don't really care.
And I just don't know why that he should stop.
I was such a big Spencer fan.
In the beginning,
and I am not. Like I said, I have been most forward with stating that I don't really have a likability to anybody.
Yeah.
Who I think's gonna win is McCray, but I'll be honest with you.
I voted for Amanda Michelle. For the
I don't understand why, though. Like, why would you
vote
for her?
Why? Can you tell me? Because I think she's very powerful. She has total control. Like, people have to follow her.
But when has she won POV? When has she run anything?
She
hasn't won any, like, what? So I don't understand. There's so many people ahead of her, so why would you vote for her? Did you vote for her out of just watching the show, or did you vote for her because you are a Brent Shell fan?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay,
no, I voted for her
they
for
were actually.
No, I had nothing to do with that.
So that's interesting.
And that's the other thing. I don't understand. I don't feel that Eliza, with her, she has an unfair advantage because she's Rachel's sister.
In the beginning, she did. Now it's not because it's out of, well, the first week.
Don't you think the games they're playing are hard? I mean, they started off with really hard competitions this year.
You know, I think that no matter what they did, the MVP was always in, like, the game. So no matter what was set in stone, there was always going to be gameplay. That's why that the feeds and the After Dark, you didn't watch people toast their bread. You watched people talk game because there was always either talk of MVP or this, that, the other, because they needed something to fall back on. Like, so I think they did a good move with MVP.
Well, I'd love to see you on next year. I didn't think I'd want older players. I don't know, but with these newer ones...
You
want to
see me back? Why?
Why would I like to see you?
Yeah, because I would just fucking just make things crazy, or what?
No, because you were fun. What are you kidding? You were fun. I watched that. I watched where you turn around in the chair. They have a little a clipping of that. It was fun. I just, you know, you enjoyed it. You enjoyed watching.
Oh, thank you.
No, really, you enjoyed that.
I'll be honest. I would give anything, even though I love doing Manic Mondays, and I've been doing it for the grace of God for about 5 years now, and with the Ravioli Show with Ron, bless his heart, you know, meeting Cherry and Paul and all you guys throughout this. Wouldn't it be so cool if I went back, like, after everything's been said and done? And I would just, like, I just know in my heart, like, I swear to God, I have this, like, weird dream. Like, you know when you have this dream all the time? I have this dream that I go back and I win. Like, I always think I didn't win, but I won All Stars. What's better than that? And that's, like, do you know, like a reoccurring, like, when you have deja vu?
Yeah.
I have it all the time with Julie Chen. That's the thing. It's Julie Chen, and she says, you won, you know, like
Big Brother All Stars.
Yeah. And the part that gets confused is I don't know if I'm like, oh, it's my dream, or if she says something. Like, that's the part that's confusing, which, like, I can make it up, but I'm not going to try. I think that's left in the dust because it could be anything. But I truly, in my heart, think that next year has to be All Stars, whether you guys like it or not. It needs to be for you guys, for me, as a Big Brother family and as a fan. You have to have All Stars. Please, God, you need to. You need to make up for all what you have done this year. For what this past house guests have done. You need to reclaim. You need to own
I'm
it.
I'm afraid it'll
You need
get
to bring
canceled,
everybody
else.
Back. You need to bring the boycotting. You need to bring the haters. You need to bring back people to say they don't want to. And you need to bring back people like me who's going to put a good show on.
Yeah.
And who's going to bring it home. And
know how to
it.
Act.
All right. Who's got my back? Woo-hoo.
I'm right with you.
Really?
You
I mean...
Behind you,
I'm
Michelle.
Just hoping. I mean, I didn't think anything like when we saw season 9. That was a toughie, but it's a blessing now. They were more entertaining than this group.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this group. You look and you just shake your head and go, "Is this our generation? Is this how the young people are growing up?"
But it's not our generation. These are people like. I said, Alisa had a really good comment she made, I think it was second or third week, when she said, half these people are here on Big Brother and half the people here are in Real World. Like, they don't even freaking understand where the hell they are.
You're right.
You know? And it's like, I don't know.
I kept thinking, did they think they were going on the dating game? That's how some
of
them
acted. Yeah, everybody's hooking up. It's crazy. It's weird.
It's just
I don't know. I just want to be able to connect with somebody, and I don't know if I'll be able to.
I'm just so glad that you guys feel the same way. I thought I was something wrong with me. I was like, is there something wrong?
No, that's why we have our Manic Monday. That's why I put today. I was like, you know, I have all the guests. We have people that call in all the time. But you know you know who's my true guest is, like, you know, people like Anne-Marie, Kansas, people like... You know, my friends that are from past
Chi-Town
Big
Joe.
Brother alumni, Chi-Town Joe, you know.
Hear
these people.
Happy.
And so it's just like we're all in the same boat, but we have to be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest. We will never give up Big Brother. We can't. We can't do that.
No.
You know, we have to just go with the punches and go with their...
Now, will you ever have Aaron on your show?
Ugh.
Yeah.
But you people have said that about so many.
I will, because you know why? I have always been true to myself.
Exactly.
I've brought Shima on here for the first time. I've brought so many people on here for the first time because I think that it's respect. I'll be honest with you, I probably will not take any calls. Because I don't fucking trust you motherfuckers. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
sisters. Don't even try it. I think that she has the right. I will tell her
don't
how I feel.
She's just ignorant.
I will
she's just
tell
young
her. No,
and
I will, yeah, but that doesn't mean that she needs to be shunned. Like, she didn't, like, skin babies. Like, she needs to know and she needs to own up to it. And if she doesn't own up to it, I'll tell her. And then it'll happen. But I can't state something that I don't know. I will not turn my back on her, but I will not forget who I am. And if you think, Anne-Marie, if you think that I won't respect myself and all of you guys and everybody else to bring it to her face, that's one thing you need to know about me, is that I'm not going to sugarcoat it, baby.
Good.
I'm going to bring it. I'm not going to say
it. You know, because she's been saying, well, I've changed these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, because, you know, people said shit about me. So, like, is that right? Is that right that people call me Mansell? They called me a man. They said I have a dick and all this stuff.
Oh, God.
You want to roll with that crew? Would that be right if somebody did that?
Well, they better not get on the feeds. Oh, my God.
Oh, but I'm saying that's what happened when I was in the house. My brother did, you know.
I don't know what Jean Marie's got. I want this.
Okay. I want Aaron to come out. I want Aaron to listen to what's happening, and I want Aaron to say, I want to own it.
Yes.
I want to own it, and I want to make good. I want to help out. I want to do this. That's what I want her to do. If she doesn't do that, you know what? She's laying her bed, and she's going to lie in it. And
her
then I will become judge. And I will become judge. Whether I judge her or not, that's another thing. But I cannot judge somebody until they come out and reap what they sow.
Joe, didn't you say that her family has hired some sort of spin doctor?
They have hired a publicist, actually.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable. And I just don't even... If she makes money off this, I will... be questionable about a lot of things in life.
I think she's being funny.
I will keep moving. I will question things that I, in my life, should speak out for that I don't because I feel like I don't want to be shunned, but maybe I should. Maybe I should be more graphic.
Now,
I don't understand America, and I don't understand what they, in general, go by. I want to be able to stick up, and I want you and Cherry and Paul to be able to stick for their guns. And I just don't understand Aaron being acceptable in that house for this long with these freaking 1 minute, like, you know, I'll be honest with you, I take offense to the comments that they put up beforehand, like, we do not agree with or condone the views of these. Never, ever in my life. And I am associated with that. I have to defend myself. Do you know the reason why I'm saying this is because I've had to defend myself since that day to all these hate mails, to going to the regular convenience store, to just random stuff that I've had to defend the fact that I'm not a racist. I'm not happy with it. Period of the story.
You've had to do that now?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, my God.
Things just happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people are taking it out on just other members
Like, a lot of people that I've encountered seem to be that the season is the first that they watch. So they automatically assume that we're all racist, and I'm like, have you ever seen another season? They're like, no, this is the first. And I'm like, well, that's not fair. And
I know.
That's how they're portraying me as is because of the season, which I'm pretty shocked about, being so many people that have been watching it new, especially the fact that they keep watching it after watching it as a newbie. I wouldn't keep watching it. And so I've had to, like, defend myself too much. And I've said plenty of stuff in my season that I really don't think I need to defend myself. And it's just been too much to handle. I just don't think it's appropriate. I will deal with it. I do deal with it. It's just, like, I don't think you guys realize how much of a backlash that we get.
I think you guys have to understand that.
I've been off the front here for 5 years, though I have a radio show and everything, and, April called in last week because she was getting a backlash because she was
really
Molly. Yeah. I mean, so it just goes to show. Yeah, it just goes to show you that, you know, as much as people sit there and they don't want to own up to one thing, it's like a domino effect on other topics that they don't realize that what they're agreeing on is kind of like the same way of a racism card. You know, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody likes their own football team. We all have our own hockey team, baseball team. We all have our own, you know, birthdays, whatever.
Michelle?
Paul and Cherry.
We have a special caller that needs to come up because he doesn't have much time. Can I interrupt you and bring him up real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. LaJuan, thank you so much for coming in.
Hi, my love.
I want to chime in real quick because I want to say happy birthday to my radio sweetheart. You know you are my boo, Michelle, but Cherry is my sweetheart. I just wanted to tell you, baby, happy birthday, my love.
Aw, LaJuan, thank you so much. I absolutely adore and love you.
LaJuan, what would you be
so
doing
if my heart?
I am divorcing you. Okay.
Don't divorce me, honey. I have enough love. Honey, trust me. I have enough love to go around. You already know that. Don't even try. Don't get it twisted.
I love him a lot.
He sounds sexy tonight.
Don't forget Paul, LaJuan. Paul's birthday is tomorrow.
Paul,
happy birthday, Paul.
We'll be singing too.
And Chi-Tom Joe's birthday is Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday,
too, Joe. Oh, my God. All these cancers. But I love cancers.
And Leo.
I love them.
Oh, my
mother was
Leo. I love Dory.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
I'm like happy. I want some cancers talk here. Cancer away.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
Well, Mr.
Right.
Wonderful, you are on right now with an apparel of people.
We have
what are your thoughts right now? Yep,
okay, you already know. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go spill your fucking beanos. I know you have a lot to say.
Yes, you know I do. This has been a very, like I told everybody, this is a very controversial season. But I will have to say, and I will say it again, be accountable for your words.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a short story real quick. I've been traveling since last Thursday. I had a family reunion on the East Coast, and I was on the plane last night, and I was so, like, overwhelmed because when I got on the plane, my half of the plane was all Big Brother fans. All of them.
Well,
okay, so question. How did they act with you? Like, they give you, like, the funk? I know LaJuan is wonderful, but you know what I mean? Because
how can you be, like,
part of the Big Brother family? And I am not part of that
shit. I'm going to tell you that. No, I receive so much love, but they all wanted to know how I felt about the situations going on with the show. And I said, well, you all know me. And they was like, that's why we love you. And I said, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed because I want everyone to know, yes, Big Brother is a big family, but trust me when I tell you, we as a family from Big Brother previous house guests will not have to say or do anything because Big Brother fans are the best fans that, I mean, I don't care what reality show there is, Big Brother has the best fans. And when I say they're going to be the ones that handle the situation, it's going to be them. We don't have to say anything because I'm telling you, they are very upset. They are very vocal of how they feel about this season.
Oh,
I mean,
you're so right.
They are, and they're like, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with LaJuan, but they are very disappointed. They are very disappointed, and they say they still watch it because they are Big Brother fans, but they are very disappointed. And I have to say,
so Luan, are you like me? Because I can't connect with anybody.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, and I told him, I will have to admit, yeah, it may be entertaining, but it's very heart-wrenching to see that some of these characters that's on here have a reflection of people may think that, you know, like you're saying, like they represent us. Because when I tell you this, you have adults, you have children who look up to house guests that come into their house and look at them as inspirations. They put them to the next level to push on with their lives. I don't think that the house guests understand the bigger picture, the influence that they have on these fans. And when they see that all this derogatory and all this prejudice and all this slurs, all this thrown around, trust me, they are going to be accountable for it. Because the fans, they look up to us. I don't care. When you sign that contract, your life changes. Everyone had to read that contract. And they know what happens to their lives when you read it. It's going to be either one way or another way. There's no middle ground with Big Brother fans.
Yeah,
there's
right.
Not.
So, like, what your my question to you is, Luan, I have explained that I am going to be accepting to them. I'm going to let them know how I feel when I meet them.
Of course.
How are you going to react with them? Are
I'm
you going to
be
one
I'm
way or
be,
the other? Because
no,
be,
I'm going to be
empathetic.
I'm going to be Luan. And what Luan does in situations outside of the house is the same way I played in the house. There was no one way with me. There was no filter. What you saw in the house is what you get. And I've always been like that. So people who know me, they know. Of course, I'm going to be accepting because, I mean, they are part of the Big Brother family. But I am going to pull them to the side and let them know what they did. Now, what they react or how they react after I tell them that, that's on them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But,
I mean
you know, they but
we
they're
need
gonna
to
know.
Do that. Like, we need to, as a society, be able to put somebody to the side and say, this is what's up. And that's what I want to do, and I want them to be accepting of it. But what I want to do is allow them to see what America did for them.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be the one to scoop them up right after they get out of the house and be like, no, look at yourself. Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah.
You
I want them to,
fucking piece of whatever.
Yeah. Because
look at yourself. Then what?
Luan
say,
and Michelle,
you know, first
don't say
sorry. So they need to say sorry to everybody.
I will say this, and this is just my opinion. I will say this. I feel honestly, because you know what you do in this house. I mean, Michelle, you know, I mean, when you're in this house for after a week, you go crazy, and, you know, you're
crazy.
Away from the world. You don't know, you know, your which way is up. But I do know you are who you are in the house, outside of the house, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, I had a vision in my mind, like, people are watching me. I didn't know that. And I said, when I get out the house, I still want people to know who Luan was. And I think I got that point across, because I feel like, You're gonna know me or come up to me and ask me questions of who I was on the show anyway. And that's why I tried my best to be who I was on that show. Because
you know,
I know
I'll be honest, Luan, I took back a lot of myself because I didn't think America would understand who I was.
I
was from Rhode Island, a small state, the smallest state.
I
had an accent. I talk Portuguese, and so I brought myself down to a point where I think that America related, and some did, some didn't, okay? If I were to give America all who I was, and they saw that on the live feeds, if you watch live feeds of...
Right, that's what I'm saying,
you guys
they
saw me,
live
I cried
feeds,
every day about my mama.
Right,
Mama Costa.
I mean, yeah, they knew who you was, but not only
you know,
but Michelle, they know how you are.
It wasn't that extreme back then, you know. Like
when you went home, Michelle, I bet your mother was proud.
I came home, and I was so nervous. My brother came, and he said, the first thing he said to me is, America videotaped you peeing in the shower. And I said, what the fuck is wrong with you, Steven? Like, why would you say that to me? And I said, you know, maybe people pee in the shower, but I don't understand, like, what does that mean? And then he said, people called you Manchow, and I went on this website, and I said, fuck you, motherfucker. She's not Manchow. I said, Steven, why do you do that? You don't want to give in to these people. And he said, fuck them. I don't even care. And then he said, but Michelle, you peed in the shower. And I said, shut up. So we're in the airplane, and people, like, are looking at me. My brother's saying that I peed in the shower, and people are taking pictures with me. And I get to the airport, and I'm kind of like comatose, okay? So I come down the stairs, and I say to my brother, like, is this really happening? He's like, you pissed in the shower, you bitch.
How do you know?
And I don't know, but my brother was so bitchy that day. And so I come down, and I come down the escalator, and there's 400-plus people with signs, right?
Wow.
And all I see is, like, my family and, like, my nieces and my mom and my dad and, like, all these people that I know with signs, like, congrats, Portuguese princess, and all this stuff. And I was completely, like, comatose. Like, I thought I was going to cry like a baby, and I couldn't even cry. So as I'm hugging my family, there's a Starbucks behind where it was going on, and people in Starbucks were taking pictures of me because they thought I was, like, this famous person. They didn't even know who I was. They just knew that there was, like, 300 people with signs, and they're taking my picture. And I looked at my mom, and I said, Mom, look at my nails. They're wicked long. And my mom looked at my nails, and she goes, wow, that's the longest you've ever had your nails, but I saw you biting your nails on TV. And I said, no, Mom, I was biting my skin off my fingers. And that's how fucked up, like, all that whole, like, think about it. I was talking about eating my skin off my finger. I've never had long nails in my life, right? And I had the longest nails. I'm a biter to this day. I bite my nails more than I ever did in my life. And in the Big Brother house, I never bit my nails, which is so crazy because, Luan, is the Big Brother house not crazy? Wouldn't you bite your nails?
It's insane. It's insane.
Are you guys going to Vegas?
I don't
going to be
think
at Vegas.
So.
I don't think that.
We have another Big Brother alumni on the switchboard.
We do.
Okay. Let me go ahead and bring this one up.
Besides the one?
Yes. Michael
Ooh.
Cowboy Ellis, how are you?
Yay!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Like a monkey. Oh. Am I singing the wrong song?
Happy birthday, Cherry. Happy birthday, Paul. And
if it worked,
I think that if you are, I don't know if it works, but I think a three-way, Dan. Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
holy
shitball.
Yes.
Oh,
Happy birthday.
You can believe it. Happy birthday
to you two.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Cowboy. You're welcome. I've never three-wayed with this phone, and Dan's driving right now.
You are such a flipping liar. You're a three-way whore.
You look crazy.
I knew that was coming.
Cowboy, are you naked right now?
I'm halfway.
Drop a horse, ride a cowboy.
Hey, Luan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Anne-Marie, how are you?
Oh, fine, Cowboy. How are you and the kids?
Oh, doing great. They start back to school next week. Matter of fact, my daughter's at band camp.
You don't want to know what happens in band camp.
You know what? At least they don't least they don't stay overnight. At least they don't stay overnight. So.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, she don't play the flute. Oh, my goodness. This is my daughter you're talking about. She's never seen the movie, so hush.
Oh, my gosh. So, listen, Cowboy. So, we've been talking, and we're, like, kind of like, who cares about Big Brother right now, but we'll watch it because we love it. Who do you kind of care about, but not really?
You know, I like McCray, I like Howard, I love Alyssa for different reasons. I love Howard for what he stands for. Uh-huh. However, I think that, I mean, me personally, what I've been hearing, he might be the one out this week. I don't know how true that is, but I think he's the one out this week.
Yeah, he's out this week. I think he's a goner.
You know, and that's what's so bad about the Big Brother house is you stand up for the beliefs that you believe and you fight in your own way of playing that game, but you're a threat.
He was part of the moving company, but he just he out of all the moving company hasn't moved out like Spencer. But they will move out. They will keep moving on out. To the east side, to the left, around the
world. Girl.
You know, you know, I tell you what, it is a very different season by all means. And, you know, I really, and I keep saying this, you know, there's just so much showmances going on in this season.
Oh, my God. Good Lord. Put on a cherry apron and let's call them April and Ollie.
Well, they go one better than The Bachelor. God.
You
get
well, you know what?
Almighty. There's many couples for me.
Yeah, it is.
That's why
is.
I
this
can't get attached.
Exactly.
I hate couples. I want them to be done and over with. And I'm just like, I'm done, jabroni. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what, Michelle?
I don't like two people.
But you know what? McCray is giving Dan Kaminsky hope in life that he can get a hot girlfriend one day. So you know what? You know, if McCray can
He's
do
so
it,
crazy.
Dan Kaminsky can do it.
Well, you know what? It doesn't mean McCray needs to go far, but I think this house is stupid for not even thinking McCray and Amanda. I think that America picking Amanda is cray-cray. And if they don't get
they
her
break
out,
them up.
I don't know if they're going to be that smart to get them out. I mean, duh.
I think Dan can get a prettier girl than Amanda.
She's got big titties, though. I think Dan likes big titties.
Yeah, I think
you
might enjoy those.
Girl, no, you cannot.
Yeah. Hey, let's not get him worked up. Remember, he's driving, and I really don't want to know what will be driving the wheel after we get him worked up.
You like big titties, don't you? There's one you can just lum. Amanda's got those titties. She's got those, like,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, don't even play. Anyway,
oh, my gosh.
What do you guys think of the wedding? Do you think the wedding's going to happen? Do you think that Amanda's going to stay for the wedding?
I say Luana needs to go in the house and marry him.
Girl, let me tell you something. There will never be a Big Brother wedding unless Preacher shout-out is in the building. That's me, so...
I just don't like. I'm kind of like they're like copycats, you know. Like the whole like McCray's birthday will never ever come close to Keisha's.
No. We know
the
wedding will never be.
Never
oh, never,
come
baby.
Close to Brennan
oh, never.
Rizzo.
Oh, never.
Don't get in between me and my man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, guys, I got to see yous later. You all talk to yous on
Get the frick out of here. You're out of here, Anne Marie. Thank you so much, baby.
Me too, honey.
Will you come back next week and let us know what Miss Anne Marie is freaking thinking? Because we want to know, biatch.
Now I know there isn't something wrong with me. It's the show.
It is. There could be a little
that's
something wrong with you,
girl.
But maybe
yeah,
a little
true.
Bit of stuff. We're not going to fucking just, like, you know.
Okay, happy
girl.
Birthday, Paul, for tomorrow, and happy birthday, Cherry.
Thank you, baby.
Bye-bye, guys.
We love you to pieces.
I love you, too, baby.
Do you
and
have any
Cherry.
Last words you want to say before you depart?
Cherry and Paul, happy birthday. I really, really send you all the love I can send you all. That's a lot.
Thanks, LaJuan.
Thank you so much, LaJuan.
All right.
LaJuan,
I'll talk to
you.
Thank you, LaJuan.
I'm hearing your voice.
Thank you.
Love you, LaJuan.
Love you more, baby.
Love you, LaJuan.
All right. Say goodbye, Kansas.
All right, baby.
Bye, LaJuan. I love you, boo-boo.
Bye, LaJuan.
I hope that everyone can stay tuned for the roundtable coming on Thursday. And, Cherry, I hope you had the best birthday of your life. And, Paul, I hope that you're doing something special as well tomorrow. Y'all both deserve great things. And, just y'all always are helping people. You give people a platform like ourselves when we're doing something good. Real quick, Gene from the Glass House is raising money on his page for the Florida, whatever, the Wish Foundation for Children, great cause. I know myself raising money to go to the Stampede for next month. It's on my Facebook page. If you could just drop $10, $20 in our account, it helps. I promise you that. Michelle Costa, boy, you've got to, I guess the next event I'm going to get to see you, it's New Hampshire, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Do I have to wait that long to see your fucking chicken ass? Is that what I have to wait that long? Okay, great.
Well, if you really want to, you could fly off this weekend and see me.
Vegas, Michael.
Listen, Dan's on. Don't fucking make him come out and jump you. He'll beat your ass. Well, you know what,
right,
Cowboy? Thank you for calling.
Annie,
you're going to
do something in Vegas?
Am I going to do something in Vegas?
Yeah.
I'd like to, but I don't know.
Well,
really
you better start thinking about it now, baby.
Well, Michelle, I'll have to call you privately about that meeting I had with somebody about doing it.
Good Lord Almighty. I wonder
it's
who it is.
No. No. It's a different person.
Get the French out of here.
No, not the N word.
Good Lord. Okay, well, since we got that all straightened out.
Michelle, I love you so
Thank you, Cowboy.
Much.
I love you to pieces, boo-boo.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Thank you, Cherry and Paul.
Ciao.
Thank you so much, Michael and Dan.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much.
Bye, Dan.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye. All right, well, Cherry and Paul, happy flipping fucking birthday to you. I can't even contain myself right now. I'm going to swear up a storm, so let's keep me PG. Oh, good Lord. Who do we have to say goodbye to? Because we got to go. We have gone past our time, oh.
No, we have.
We also have to say, Miss Teresa and Joe Dujais have been arrested for 30 years.
I love it,
fraud.
You guys. Yes.
So,
wait. Who got arrested?
Well,
Joe Judice and Teresa.
For 39 counts of fraud and tax evasion and all the shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
OMG. Who has the kids?
They actually are going to court tomorrow. They're not in jail, per se. But
but they've been charged.
They actually are up for 50 years of jail apiece if found convicted of any of these counts. So,
oh man, I 39
counts. That's a big deal. So we will see if Teresa and Joe Dudaisa will be in jail. And thank you so much, everybody, again to Jerry and Paul and Kelly and Alicia with our last comments from our fabulous Jerry and Paul.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. It's been a wonderful birthday. I want to just thank everybody for their happy birthday wishes, and I want to wish Paul a very, very special birthday tomorrow. And I want to invite everybody to make sure that you're with us on Thursday, as Cowboy did for our Big Brother 15 Roundtable show. Make sure you're back here on Monday again for another Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa. And just thank you all for everything, for all your support. Without our fans, we wouldn't be here. So, and I want to say a special thank you to Ron. Thank you, babe, up in heaven, for bringing us all together. It's been a great show. Michelle, as always, you always bring us a wonderful, epic show. Thank you for being here for 5 years now, and I just love you dearly. Thank you for being here with us, everyone. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. And Chi-Town Joe.
I'm here.
I want to say an early happy birthday to you as well. For Sunday. Everyone, Sunday is his birthday. Peggy in the chat room, happy birthday to you on Thursday. We have so many people that I just love dearly. Mappy, thank you so much for being with us. Phil, all the chat room people that join us, Craig, Seymour Green, and all the people in our chat room, Kitty Gina, Thomas, Face Ones, everybody that's been in our chat room tonight, all the people that will listen on podcast, Pam, I know you're going to listen. Hi, Pam. All of our fans, thank you so much for being here with us. We love you all. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. And I just want to say, have a great, great week. God bless you, and thank you for being with us each and every week. Here's Ron. Take care, everybody.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Take care, everybody. God bless. Good night.